Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Get rid of the kryptonite because it'll prevent you from flying your way to Neverland. And we're not flying alone because, of course, hit his theme music.
Eric Warren.
Yes, Lost Boy Eric is back again this week. You know, it seemed like we were having a while that we weren't having you on with us. It's like you were making 1 month appearances.
Well, I am here. That's 2 weeks in a row. All right.
Yay! All right. Back to your normal co-hosting duties.
Yes,
I said duty. It's a record joke, okay.
And good news, I am getting ready to make an announcement regarding February and Kansas City and Planet Comic-Con. So hang tight for that.
And I think I have an indication of what that might be, because it seems we've been in conversations probably with the same person that we're working on something here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we may need to discuss that a bit later as well. But we're not here by ourselves because we've brought... Well, you know what? We don't have a Lost Boy name for you yet. But welcome, everybody, Nick from the UCM.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Well, hopefully everybody's doing good. But yeah, Nick is actually a fellow student at the University of Central Missouri, even if he took a semester off. That he's in digital media production, does some radio work, and... ever since he knew there was a Justice League and Justice League film and that I had a podcast, he's been like, dude, we got to get on and we got to talk some Aquaman. And he's even was that a profile pic? I think, or you did a picture of yourself as Aquaman, as there was this Facebook camera thing this week.
Yeah, I did that for just a week and everybody's like, what is that? I'm like, that's Aquaman.
That's Aquaman with a beard.
Yeah. The new Aquaman.
Yes. The Momoa.
Dothraki version.
Wow, whatever you want to call it. But we're not really going to dive into news so much this week because we had such a news overload, but I do want to be able to talk about a few things. I mean, after all, Mark Hamill stepped onto Star Tours this week and surprised the heck out of some fans.
I wonder who the Rebel spy was on that trip.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was Luke Skywalker. Either that or the guy who completely lost his stuff and was like snapping pictures like, oh my god!
How would that be? You know, you've got, you know, suppose Han Solo, you know, Harrison Ford showed up on your ride.
Yeah, that would be a shocker. other things that I learned about this week, and I actually learned about this from Techno Retro Dad, so I started looking around, but there's these Disney Infinity-inspired toy box figures available at Disney's shop, and eventually will be available in stores. And they look like the Disney Infinity figures, except for they're posables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually saw some of these at the Disney store here in my hometown in Phoenix just last weekend, actually.
Well, if I wasn't broke, I'd tell you what. I've been making suggestions for Christmas gifts for me for the last few weeks, and I've had some very expensive things like, gift me a Disney trip. What was it last week I was suggesting? It was something else expensive. Now I can't think of it. But this would not be expensive to get me some of these.
No, quite reasonably priced and easy to track down.
Yes, indeed. And, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. Hint at any family that's not listening to my show. It's like, dang it, I'm internet famous and my family doesn't even get it. Yeah, internet famous, that's what we call it. There are some people who know who we are. We have listeners. We see the downloads. That's happening. any other kind of fun things? Another thing that I've this is all, of course, on the Facebook page, but feeling fireworks that Disney's science division, science and research, has been working out a way for the visually impaired to feel on this device and feel a sensation for fireworks. So you get more of a tactile thing. That way someone who's visually impaired can enjoy fireworks. But, I don't know, what they can do to really stimulate the senses as much as seeing the colors and stuff like that. But, this is really cool. It's an effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, there is some tactile element to regular fireworks with the shockwaves and the booms, this really is an interesting way to, give, the visually impaired a much better experience. So I'm all for this and really excited to see it in action.
Yeah, I mean, I actually would like to feel it myself just to kind of get an idea, what sort of sensations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Other big thing that I learned this from actually Dr. Shannon Johnson at UCM was telling me, hey, did you hear about this? That Prince William and Harry is going to be in the new Star Wars movie? And I was like, You're kidding me. So he showed me this article in Harper's Bazaar. And I guess the rumor had been going around in August that they were on set. But it's confirmed. They are a couple of stormtroopers as well as Tom Hardy. So if we hear a stormtrooper that talks a little like Patrick Stewart, well, there he is.
Or Bane.
Or, yeah. Sure, Bane. That's who that sounded like. Uh-huh. Isn't Bane supposed to be, from South America, have an accent or something like that?
Not in the Nolanverse.
Yeah, apparently not. And that is, of course, the weaker of the three films, which is actually saying something because there are some pretty good movies. Speaking of DC films, which we're going to get into that later. There's also, they posted out here on the blog Mickey a bunch of Black Friday deals and exclusive items happening for Disney Springs, which I'm not going to be there, and I don't even shop on Black Friday, but I tell you what, there's some nice purses and dresses if you're into that sort of thing. You get $15 on kids' t-shirts if you purchase at least two, $15 on select Disney mugs when you purchase two, classic princess dolls, $15 each when you purchase two. You get kind of a theme going on here. If you spend at least $30, you'll get two. I don't know how much this stuff costs normally, but still, how big of a mug is it going to be if it's $15 anyway? That better be a good size mug.
Not really. Personal experience.
Yeah, because it's Disney. There's a lot of jewelry and clothing and stuff like that. If you're headed to Disney Springs, yes, there will some Black Friday things going on starting at 8 a.m. on Friday the 24th. So make sure you eat so much that you sleep very well that night and get cracking if you're heading into Disney Springs, which you'd have to be insane to try to shop there because, oh my gosh, it's going to be a mess.
Well, one thing that I did want to bring up that I know that we haven't talked about in our prep at all, we're recording today on the 18th of November, 2017. Do you know anything specific about that date historically?
Happy birthday, Mickey!
Exactly.
89 years.
Yes, 89 years. That's quite a long longevity for a mouse.
And he's still not putting a ring on it.
Well, that's true, because Minnie Mouse is also celebrating her 89th anniversary this year.
Exactly.
Or today.
She ain't getting any younger.
No, she's not.
You'd think Mickey would want to settle down, have a few kids, but maybe, he has some nephews of his own, I guess, drove him a little crazy, so... And after seeing Donald's nephews, you'd kind of say, yeah, I'm not really big on kids. And you will hear this mentioned actually later on in the episode. We do a little happy birthday, Mickey, later in a coming upcoming feature in the show. So, yes, definitely was a big
deal.
I didn't post anything to our Facebook page about it, but that's okay. We all knew it happened, right? But I'm expecting something big. When he turns 90 next year, the parks better go ballistic. Although I have seen some stuff for 89 years, Mickey's on a bit of a world tour. In fact, I saw a video from, what is the guy's name? Brian Hull, I believe?
Brian Hull. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mickey actually showed up at his house. Brian Hull does really good Disney impersonations. He'll go into the parks and makes YouTube videos doing impersonations and entertaining and getting some of the face characters to mess up, basically, by doing impersonations. But Mickey showed up at his house and completely blew his mind because Mickey doesn't usually do that sort of thing. So I definitely recommend checking that out. And that, of course, we have that linked up on the Neverland Podcast public group.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't joined our group, you need to join our group. You need to like our Facebook page because it's all there. It's happening. It's happening. All right. And you were actually just telling me something else big that happened this week. Oh, my goodness. There's been some change in the editor-in-chief over at Marvel.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Axel Alonso, who has been in place for a few years now, has stepped down and has been replaced by C.B. Cebulski. Cebulski has actually been involved with Marvel for close to two decades, and he's really been a person who's focused on finding new talent and finding new artists and writers for Marvel. The past year and a half, almost 2 years, he's been overseeing Marvel's work in China and Shanghai, and he's coming back to the States to take over this position. There's been a lot of good feedback, a lot of well-deserved well wishes from the comic book community and from the fan chatter that I've been seeing. A lot of people are really excited about him coming in and taking over the reins. Marvel's had a bit of a rough couple of years. They've had some interesting storylines lately. A lot of people feel that Cebulski is going to take very much and the announcement actually indicated a very much reaching out to the comic community, getting back to basics and really focusing on, what Marvel Comics have focused on and what they are about. So going back to our heroes, continuing and upholding everything that they stand for, and we'll just see what goes on from there.
Awesome. I haven't even kept up because last time I was paying attention, a completely different person before Alonso was in there. And I cannot think of his name. He's
Quesada?
Yeah, Jake Quesada. Was it Joe Quesada?
Quesada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last person I remember being in charge, and he even popped up on a few Disney XD little extras after an animated episode of whatever of Spider-Man or Avengers Earth of Mightiest Heroes back in the day, which was a better series than some of the cartoons they've had now. But he would pop on and he would draw one of the characters or something and try to teach kids how to draw characters and talk about comics. And that was a pretty cool thing. But I know some people weren't entirely pleased with everything Joe Quesada did with the company. And I mean, he was kind of a hit or miss. So it'll be interesting to see what direction things go, and maybe I'll start putting a little bit more money into it, because right now, every time Dan Slott writes something and there's something new with Spider-Man, I'm like, let me take a look at it, but then I was like, no, I tried. This legacy thing has not pleased me. I didn't get far. I got into one issue, and yeah. Sorry, did we got through everything?
I believe so.
Whew. So that was a brief rundown. I mean, there's probably stuff we didn't talk about. But, oh, my gosh, we're going to definitely talk about the Justice League movie, but let's talk about some of the trailers that we've seen in front of it. There is a new teaser for Incredibles 2. I didn't get to see it, though, other than on YouTube.
Mama, now the gator got you in the house.
Now the gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him, Mama. Oh. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued George when he was 2 years old. George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Last night, George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet pushing 1,000. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing? Changes will be incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Hell of a day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky.
Having George on that plane is a big mistake.
I think we'll be all right.
Let's go save the world. It's coming back to me. Coming back. You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're gonna put him down. That's not happening. I was just thinking, the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
I've also seen a trailer for Rampage. Yes, the video game Rampage. Remember, I think we spoke about this a long time ago, and we weren't really that thrilled about it. We were thinking, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've got a trailer.
Right. Well, which one do you want to get into first?
Well, Rampage, wow. You know, the game was comical, it was funny, and it was a bit goofy. I think they're taking this way too seriously.
You know, one thing that they're making very clear is that the monsters are animals rather than humans that have been affected by something. So, you know, that is a departure from the game. You know, yeah. Part of it was as you got attacked and as you quote unquote died, your character reverted back to the human that it was as they slowly edged their way off the screen.
Yeah, because they're naked, so they're covering their anatomy. Yeah. It's rather funny.
So, but you know, they do have, you know, the three main monsters. There's a King Kong type monster. There's the wolf monster and a lizard monster.
Yep, specifically, you know, George, Ralph, and Lizzie.
Exactly. And so they are staying true to that, but, you know, how this is going to work as a movie, I guess we just got to see it to understand it all.
April 20th, 2018, here we go. Can The Rock save this movie?
Is it just me? Is The Rock in everything now?
He is!
It's The Rock in a jungle.
I thought that was Jumanji.
Because I saw that preview yesterday, too.
I thought that was Journey 2.
That was a while back. Journey 2 already happened. Right. Yeah, but now we got... The Jumanji actually looks kind of good.
It'll be interesting, but, you know, this is starting to get to be a trope with Dwayne Johnson. He's in a movie set in the jungle.
Yeah? He's kind of become... Because he's also going to be in the upcoming Jungle Cruise film.
Mm-hmm.
Which, have we gotten a look at that yet? I don't think so, have we?
Nope, it's still in development.
Still in development. Mm-hmm. We'll just see how that turns out.
You know, and I'm sure, you know, if this trend continues, we'll see Black Adam in a jungle.
I'll bet. He gets to fight Chuck in the jungle. That'll be awesome. Welcome to the jungle, Chuck. You're Shazam now. And yeah, okay, I don't know where I was going with that. It was nowhere funny, though. I'm funny sometimes, but not today.
Well, you know, yeah, as you mentioned, this wasn't the only new trailer that came out. We had that teaser for The Incredibles.
Yes, and I mentioned it. Yes, that looks hilarious. I'm so excited for next summer.
Now, again, this was just a very quick look. It's basically Jack-Jack, you know, crawling into a room with the Incredibles symbol. Using his powers to divide the eye into the Roman numeral 2, and then his father finding out,
"You've got powers!" That's funny. Then Jack sneezes, bursts into flames, and sends some I-beams right through Mr. Incredible's hair and makes a nice little divot. I thought it was hilarious. I am so excited for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already know that this is picking up right where the last movie ended. So, we're not going to see much different in the characters, time progression-wise, but still it'll be interesting to see now that they have come together as a family, they've overcome their differences and their arguments and their sibling rivalry. I'm excited to see where they take this.
And they need to battle the Underminer! I have been beneath you, but nothing is beneath me!
Maybe.
He's got to have an appearance because it's John Ratzenberger. Mm-hmm. He got to squeeze it John in somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I've seen also a trailer this week for, I believe it's called The Showman or The Greatest Showman. It's a musical about P.T. Barnum starring Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, mm-hmm. and Zendaya. They've all played Disney characters. So that's how we're allowed to talk about it. See, we connected in there. Hugh Jackman has now, instead of being Wolverine, he actually gets to show what made him famous originally back in Australia and sings.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did that in Les Miserables.
Oh, you know what? I didn't see that.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
You're still just the tailor's boy.
Hide away.
Better luck with your next job.
Those people will never accept us.
This isn't the life I promised you. Not even close.
But I have everything I want.
Together a show.
It's a place where people can see things they've never seen before.
Okay.
Who's that?
And what is your act?
I don't have an act.
Everyone's got an act.
People aren't gonna like it if you put us on stage.
Oh, I'm counting on it.
Well, I believe those are the words of a scoundrel.
A showman. Miss Lynn, just a showman. Don't listen to them. They don't understand yet. But they will.
So tell me, do you want to go? Where it's covered in all the colored lights. Where the runaways are running the night. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you.
Oh, this is the greatest show.
Does it bother you that everything you're selling is fake?
Do these smiles seem fake?
We have more protesters every day.
You're risking everything you've built.
Well, how do you think I built it?
The world was ashamed of us. But you put us in the spotlight. You gave us a real family.
Have you no shame?
Father, the world is changing.
Never made a difference by being like everyone else.
The Showman looks very good. This is slightly based off some true story of P.T. Barnum, and it appears to be. I seem to be getting a message from it though about accepting yourself for who you are and being weird, but yet having being out there, not being afraid to show off your whatever oddity that you can do and that kind of thing, which I smell a modern type of message coming probably from the film. It might be a little preachy, but it looked like it was going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I noticed is that it did say that the people who created the music for this movie were the same ones who created the music for La La Land, which I'm actually expecting to see a little bit later today, perhaps.
I'm going to have to see it eventually.
Wolverine putting on a top hat, singing and dancing. We'll have to see how that turns out.
Yeah, because Hugh Jackman can be very, very charming when he turns it on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to tell you what, if I was one of the ladies, I'd probably be like, oh my goodness. But I'm just like, dude, I wish I was that cool.
mm-hmm.
One of these days I'll be that cool, and then I'll die. Because I'll be old. Because old people are cool. Alrighty, so what other trailers? So, Nick, do you see any different trailers than what we've already talked about? Oh, Ready Player One, I saw a trailer for that, which I think we've probably discussed that one at length, but it was still freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's the one that got me yesterday when I was watching. I was like, what is this? And it made me want to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever read the book? I have. Anybody?
No, I haven't. I've heard of the book, so I haven't read it.
Eric, did you ever read the book?
Oh, yeah. I read it in 2 days.
I think it took me about a week because I was doing an audiobook, and it's just when I was driving back and forth places or whatever, I went through it. I don't know if Lost Boy Philip had known much about it, but when I recognized when it started saying in the year 2049 and, you know, to talk about that, I grabbed his leg like, Phil, like, you gotta check this. This is gonna be cool. So, and he did get a kick out of seeing the Iron Giant there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife hadn't seen the trailer until today, and when she saw the Iron Giant show up, you know, I think she exclaimed aloud, "What?" which startled everybody in the audience.
Oh, yes, that's going to have all kinds of 80s references. And see, Nick, you're fairly young, though. Did you recognize most of the references in that film or that trailer?
Well, I'm actually a little bit older. I'm 37 now, so.
Oh, so you're not as young as I thought you were.
No. I'm actually an 80s kid. I'm from 1980.
Awesome. Okay, so you
said. I did grab it. That's kind of like why I like this. Kind of like why I like Stranger Things, the TV show. This goes in my view of the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Especially, I love the way since they couldn't get licensing for light cycles, how they came pretty darn close to a light cycle.
Oh, that's actually from Akira.
Oh, the motorcycle. Now that I think about it, it's been a long time since I've seen Akira.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite little Easter eggs in that trailer is Bigfoot.
Yes.
The monster truck showing up.
Yes.
And of course, you know, you've got the DeLorean, you know, doing its drift.
Mm-hmm.
They're at a few points, and
Freddy Krueger getting blasted to bits.
Mm-hmm. Along with Duke Nukem.
See, I still haven't spotted Duke Nukem. I've heard he's in there somewhere, but I haven't spotted him yet.
Yep. Same sequence as Freddy Krueger. And you can also see Gandalf in there at one point as well.
I almost thought I saw Voldemort.
Yeah, it's very possible that you did. You know, they are definitely laying in their... because it is a Warner Brothers film, they are certainly working to get all of their different Warner Brothers properties in there. You can see Harley Quinn and Deathstroke at one point walking the other.
Ah, Deathstroke. That reminds me of something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that we should say any more about Deathstroke, but yeah. Oh, but Deathstroke has been making appearances on CW's Arrow, so this Crisis X thing, is this based off of any DC Comics Crisis that either of you know about? Because I have no idea.
Well, I haven't been watching the shows. I've actually got a lot to catch up on. But, you know, every time DC has an event with Crisis in it, you know that it's going to inevitably mean the merging or the you know, something involving the different worlds and different dimensions, the multiverse, as it were, of everything that is DC. And, you know, they've already established previously in the series that Supergirl is in a different, on a different world or a different Earth than the rest of the Arrowverse. And, you know, one of the things that they can even the Flash has established this as well, with the different Earths that they're going back and forth from. So, you know, it's through that they're able to bring back, and I can't remember his name, but the guy who played Thawne, Eobard Thawne.
Having Harry in there, Tom Cavanaugh back in.
Yes.
Playing
yes,
multiple versions yes. of himself, actually, a couple episodes ago was really funny. Or was that this week, or was that, maybe it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know. I've been playing catch-up before Crisis X happens, because I didn't know if this was supposed to be similar to a Crisis on Infinite Earths, or but everything in DC is a crisis.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that this is related to any specific Crisis storyline, but generally, if you want to, you know, indicate that there's a multiversal event going on, you use the word Crisis to describe it.
Yeah, but it looks like Barry and Iris will be getting married in the course of this. But yeah, I've seen some pictures of the wedding is supposed to take place. This all starts on Monday night, November 27th. And I have a feeling we might be getting close to wrapping up for our winter break, because Black Lightning is supposed to be coming up very, very soon. And I'm excited to check out a new character.
I guess I better start getting my Netflix subscriptions gone through.
Yeah. Although some of the writing on The Flash this season has been a little subpar. It's getting bad. There were some really bad things the last couple episodes. So I was like, oh, really? Really? Come on. Who's writing this? You guys are so much better than this. I know you can do better. So sort of like the elongated – one of the biggest complaints. We'll just go into the elongated man who's been appearing now. We've seen him get shot with bullets, get punched in the face and everything. He just rubberizes around. It doesn't affect him. But the suit of armor, empty suit of armor, is brought to life. It hits him, and suddenly he's knocked through a couple of walls. So I'm like, wait a minute. Have we not established that he's rubberized and you can't do that? Not to mention Barry goes in and vibrates that suit of armor, shatters it apart, but there's no shrapnel damage to the guy he was trying to rescue that was right in front of the suit of armor. Who would have taken a piece of shrapnel because he's that close.
Comics, everyone.
Comics. Oh, but bad writing. Bad writing. And this, even the episode before had some bad stuff. There was a female-centric episode. They let a female villainess get away and then claim to save the city, although she could go and recapture the meta that she had been abusing to sell his tears for drugs. She can just go and recollect them. So they didn't save anybody or anything.
Nothing happened.
Yes, it was the most pointless, stupid episode. Also, they could repeatedly, at least 10 times, I swear, in the episode, somebody goes, hashtag feminism. It got old fast. It's like, okay, we get it. You want to have some of the females do something. Well, make them actually do something and accomplish something and not let the villain get away on purpose. Because they had her. They could have just grabbed her. Grab her, lock her up. But no, they said, okay, well, we've saved him. We saved the city. The villain just walks off. Like, what? Yeah. I was trying not to get myself on a rant there, but it had to be said. It had to be said. It just,
I saw you going to it, so I just pushed you right off the edge.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, I still like Grant Gustin better as The Flash, but let's get into this Justice League movie.
There'll be spectacle, there'll be fantasy, there'll be daring do and stuff like you would never see.
Hey, a movie!
Yeah, we're gonna be a movie!
Starring everybody!
And me!
Boy, I wish I were you people seeing this for the first time!
Kermit, I got a great picture of the chicken!
Oh, good!
So you two can just talk about this film because everybody will hear my opinion when I talk about it with Lost Boy Philip, who I went with earlier today. Also, you'll hear us talk about Battlefront 2.
All right. Well, yeah. I for one can say, I've had my own issues with the DC Extended Universe. You know, I really didn't care for Man of Steel. I really didn't care for Batman v Superman. Suicide Squad really let me down, but Wonder Woman really surprised me. So going into Justice League here, I was hoping for something that maybe didn't culminate in a great big slugfest with a CGI taller-than-life bad guy.
Well, this is what I went to. I just had really low expectations because of Batman, Superman, and the movies you just mentioned. Other than Wonder Woman, that was a home run to me. But I just went in there with really, really low expectations, and I loved it. I liked the movie. There's some things I would change with it. Like, the plot's kind of, you kind of throw it around everywhere, like, in the beginning. And then the CGI I didn't really like. I think they need to fire the CGI company. But I liked the movie overall. I liked the actors. I think all the actors knocked it out. I was really worried about Cyborg. I didn't know how they would have him portrayed. But I was really surprised how good he did. That Ray Fisher played him.
Yeah, I have to agree. Cyborg was really a standout for me. I knew going in that Cyborg was going to be a part of the league. I knew that he had been teased somewhat in Batman v Superman, but to see how he was brought to life by, was it Ray Fisher?
Yeah, it was Ray Fisher.
Was really fantastic. You know, one of the biggest things with Cyborg is his conflict between his human side and this robotic cyborg side to him, and I think that they really focused and had a good and interesting twist on it.
Yeah, they did. I'm not trying to give out too much here, but just how the other characters kind of like came around, like the right character came around to get him to come over to the Justice League. And then it surprised me because I was so worried about it was Aquaman, because I'm a big Aquaman fan. It's how Jason was going to play him, and how I was like, oh, how is DC going to ruin this? And I really liked his character. It was pretty good. And I mean, there's like that one part, Nate, the joke where his whole son starts breaking down and starts having this moment. And I'm sitting in the movie there like, what is he doing? And it turns out to be a joke. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. It made me laugh. If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Good way for him to, bring up those concerns and feelings.
Yeah. I was just like, what is he doing? What's going on? And it turns out to be one of the best jokes. And I love the humor that they brought into this movie. They're kind of lacking that.
Yeah. I mean, all of the films up to this point, and even Wonder Woman, are really focused on darkness and how grim the world has been. And, to have that, really strong element of humor all throughout the film was, very refreshing as far as I'm concerned.
It was. I did like that they brought Danny Elfman back in to play the music, and they brought back the Michael Keaton version of the Batman music. That was pretty
yes.
And
yes.
I was 9 when that movie came out, and that was the first time I've ever seen a dark character or seen Batman like that or any character. So, when the movie started, I'm like, oh, I'm going to see Michael Keaton.
And I love that it wasn't necessarily... I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. It wasn't entirely taking over the score. It was at times very subtle, but if you know it, it's very easy to recognize.
Oh yeah, I caught it right in the beginning, and then as I saw something, I was trying to not look at Facebook or anything about Justice League, because I want to get my own opinion first. That's how I treat every movie, but I just wanted to have my own opinion with it, and I did a pretty good job. But that's the only thing I read that guy was coming back to, and he was putting the old score in there.
Mm-hmm.
An updated, it's kind of an updated, newer way.
Yeah. It's something that, really fits in with the current aesthetic of movie music.
And that you don't really notice it. It's put into the background, and if not for recognizing a little bit of the Batman theme and the Superman theme, I would not have noticed it was there, because I couldn't really hear the music.
Well, and I wasn't going to mention that second bit of music for spoiler reasons.
Oh well, everybody knows Superman was coming back. It's they've had the toys out of him. So. Yeah, worst kept secret. Right next to Qui-Gon's death.
but as we're speaking about it, one thing that I really enjoyed is how it took. It started out when Superman does appear. It almost it started out, but then it went into a minor key.
Yeah, we won't say why.
But and speaking of Superman, again, I really enjoyed the little bit about him talking about what his symbol means. I mean, they've discussed it before in the movies, but the way that they approach it in this film was interesting. And I've got to say, as the movie ended, the second to last shot, and I hope both of you remember what that second to last shot was, made my inner 10-year-old grin. Because that's the Superman that I've been waiting to see with these movies.
Yeah, and they really haven't got Superman this whole entire time. I think they finally got Superman down. I was just like, maybe they need to call someone, get Gene Hackman back, or the guys bring back Christopher Reeve's Ghost, I don't know. Just to get him back to where he should be.
Now, by second to last shot, I guess you're meaning that mid-credit scene?
Oh, no. I'm talking of the actual movie itself. The very last shot we see is of Superman soaring upward, but it's the action that he does before that.
I'm trying to think now what that was. I can't remember.
I'm trying not to spoil it.
Yeah, because I remember...
If you think I should spoil it, I'll spoil it.
I remember being at the house...
Yep, it's after the house. He's back in the city. He's back in Metropolis.
Oh, okay.
He's got his trench coat on.
There you go.
Yeah.
But then...
Yeah. There is I get it. There is that moment of that's pure Superman right there. I know what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like a job for Superman.
Exactly. I've felt that emotion only one other time watching all of these movies, and it was that first flying sequence in Man of Steel.
Yeah, when he was learning to fly, that was pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But...
And it's the same feeling I got in the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man film when the goblin attacks the festival there, and we see Peter run down the street and pull a Superman maneuver right there.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I didn't spoil anything. I hinted.
As far as our other new addition to the cast is Ezra Miller as the Flash, and a lot of the humor centered around his character. You know, the Flash traditionally has been a very humorous character, in television and films. So it's interesting and good to see, where they're focusing on that. He's very talkative.
Awkwardly so. Yeah, he had a few moments that were genuinely funny, but a lot of it, I don't know, I feel like it felt a little flat, although I did enjoy him, but I think I enjoyed him because I love The Flash now, since the television series.
I think because of the television show, like, then watching another character play Flash, and then having to watch that person playing Flash, relearn his abilities, that's where I kind of lost a little bit with The Flash. It's because I've already watched, Barry Allen learn his abilities, and now I'm watching Barry Allen do it again.
Yeah.
Within a couple of years.
But, I think we're going to get a Flash film out of this, so we'll get to see him grow and develop, because, he's just now becoming a CSI, which makes me wonder where he was supposed to be when the lightning struck him and sent him into some chemicals. Are they changing that origin? They're keeping the lightning, but are they changing something else about the Flash's origin?
Mm-hmm. One other thing I was thinking of, they do have a sequence early on in the movie where they describe, why Steppenwolf has come back and why he's trying to retrieve the mother boxes. Again, I hope I'm not giving too much away. This is still fairly early. But we see several, metahumans in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think we can easily point to one, but there was one name that I noticed in the credits that really surprised me that was most likely in that scene.
What name did you see?
David Thewlis.
Oh, well, I would say there is a DC character that he probably was playing then, that we've seen him
exactly,
play.
Exactly, and that DC character was named, or was noted next to his name. But, it makes me wonder, if they talk about, Steppenwolf makes reference to the old gods, and where we've just come through, with a movie where we've, not necessarily focused, but where we've talked about Greek gods and... Zeus being the father of Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to wonder, though. We've also got a movie coming down the road for Shazam. Was Shazam one of those characters? One of those figures in that battle? Maybe who we think is Zeus might be the wizard.
Because there was one guy that definitely had some interesting powers, but I didn't know who he was. But I definitely recognized some ring slinging going on.
Care to elaborate on that?
I will later when Philip and I are discussing that very thing.
I thought we weren't going to get that character in this movie.
Well, we didn't get any specific current universe characters, but we got the hint that they exist.
Yep. In fact, their titles are mentioned once by Steppenwolf. That actually reminds me of something else. Was it just me, or was there a lot of... a lot of the what was in the trailers not make it into the movie?
That happens a lot anyway.
It does. But, it's been a recurring... it seems to happen more and more lately. But, there were certain lines and certain ways that things were set up that certainly did not reflect what was in the trailer.
You're talking about, the car scene? That was a little bit different, when Aquaman's riding on the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was a little bit different than the trailer.
Yeah. Well, and even the current, the last trailer that came out, which shows Superman standing in the field, and they revert to show that it was a dream. He actually never says that line in the movie.
I didn't even think about that.
About the engagement ring. Yeah,
that's true.
Where he says, "I assume this means you said yes."
Although I do recall seeing Lois was wearing the ring when she's talking to Martha.
Mm-hmm.
So it was somehow another there.
Yeah, and with that being said, when we almost had another Batman versus Superman showdown, I'm surprised Martha wasn't mentioned in this movie.
I think they wanted to get rid of it because so many people reacted so badly to that. Which I haven't completely understood the negative reaction, because I get it, what was going on in the movie, and I thought it was somewhat clever that, oh yeah, you know, I never thought about it, but both of their names are, mother's names are Martha. But yeah, everybody just treated that like sand being coarse.
I think a lot of it is just the way that it's presented really isn't natural, and I don't know, it doesn't come across as natural dialogue to me, the way that, you know, if you're being, you know, pinned down and about to have a spear plunged through your chest, I would say, save my mother, who's Martha. But save Martha?
Well, he didn't want to say that Martha is his mother, though, at that point. It makes sense that he's going to be like, oh, no, you're killing Martha. No, don't do it. You know, that kind of thing. Because really, Superman showed up there, I think he wanted to talk. Because he knew what was going down, and like, hey, wait a minute, we're being turned against each other, and, you know, that needs to not happen. So, but Batman was ready for war.
Well, we're not here to discuss the merits of Batman v Superman.
Or the lack of merits, as some would say.
There you go.
But this film did feel like a sequel to it. It brought up a lot of the things from Batman v Superman a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the other things that I found familiar about this movie, here we've got a billionaire who's trying to put together this team of superheroes. We've got the climax of the movie taking place in some Russianified, you know, city where, you know, outside of the United States. We've got aliens coming through portals to destroy the Earth.
Avengers! Avengers! Tesseract!
Yeah. Oh, you picked up on my subtle hint.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, we all know. We saw it coming. Not to mention the mention of Darkseid, which is kind of the equivalent of Thanos. Mm-hmm. So I expect Darkseid is coming. Probably in about 3 years.
Darkseid is.
Darkseid would be awesome. Is. And before that, though, maybe we'll see the Legion of Doom happen. I don't know. Does that seem like that might happen to y'all?
What would ever give you that idea?
I have no idea. But
more interested in an Injustice League.
Yeah, make sure you stick around to the end of the credits.
You know, the other reference in the credits. Again, I don't want to give too much away, but I really liked that.
Yes.
I think that exemplifies, you know, the type of tone and attitude that the DC Universe needs moving forward. It's that type of thing. Exactly. Exactly. So, like I said towards the beginning, I think there's a lot of hope that this is reinstilled. It's not a perfect movie. There's a lot that's... You know, you just kind of have to scratch your head and wonder how, you know, they go from point A to point B and make connections from there. But overall, you know, the lack of good feelings that I have for the previous movies so far in this universe, they're now getting outweighed by the goodwill of this one movie.
Yeah.
Well, plus with Wonder Woman being that good, and then this movie, this kind of looks like they're making the right direction. They're changing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, you know, is Geoff Johns maybe stepping up and kind of changing things, like, hey, you're not doing it right. Or, I don't know, maybe I just don't like Zack Snyder. I don't know.
Most of us
well,
don't.
You know, they're saying that anywhere from 20 to 50% of this movie was Joss Whedon rather than...
Yeah. Right. And I heard Zach left the movie early during the editing process because he wasn't agreeing. And, well, they cited family issues.
Yeah, he really did. He had a family tragedy. I believe it was his daughter that died. It was very sad. So yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I just heard that he was leaving due to family. I knew he had problems with the editing process with Batman vs. Superman. I think he wanted it 4 hours long. So
yeah,
I was just thinking...
they forced this one to be 2 hours.
Yeah, it was originally cut to be a 3-hour movie.
And Yeah, we'll probably get the ultimate cuts here about a month after it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see that, actually.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I know that they do focus a lot more on Steppenwolf as a character with that original cut. Yeah. And we might even see, you know, some more aspects of the DC universe that they just had to leave out.
Yep. But we really need to get this to move on, and we're going to move on yet not move on, because you're going to get to hear now my thoughts with Lost Boy Philip as we were leaving the theater after seeing Justice League, and then stay tuned right after that as we sat down to play Star Wars Battlefront 2.
All right, so Lost Boy Philip and I just came out of Justice League here at the theater.
That's right, my super friend.
Yes, indeed. And overall, the basics, it is a lot of fun. I have to agree with Leonard Maltin's assessment. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
I think I had more fun in it than I did Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, yeah.
The other Zack Snyder films.
Yeah, me too.
Although I still like Wonder Woman better.
Me too.
Wonder Woman was a brilliant film.
I love Wonder Woman. That was good. I mean, the movie. And her. Well, I'm going to say.
I was excited when Wonder Woman makes her first appearance in this film. I was like, go get him, Diana!
And I love the music. Her music was in there.
Her music is pretty good.
I love that.
And we heard it a little bit when she had her solo appearance early on in the film.
Yeah, that's
hear it in the streams.
That's what I meant, yeah.
So overall, I'm not familiar with the character of Steppenwolf, but Steppenwolf didn't mention Darkseid. So who's tell me about Steppenwolf. Because Steppenwolf I know is a band.
Yeah. I only know very little about him, but I've seen him a few times, and mostly what I knew him from was the Wonder Woman cartoon that I'd bought him before, and he was in there.
Oh, I haven't watched that in a while. I'm going to pull that again.
He was in that. And so, and also, of course, I might be also remember most of that from the Justice League. He was in there.
The animated
Justice League is what I'm talking about. Sorry about that.
The way back. That was awesome.
Yeah, back in the early millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so late 90s, early millennium. Anyway, he was in that. And so I know him mostly from that.
But is he like a servant of Darkseid or something?
Not so much a servant, but I know that he usually gets involved with back to the Amazon type of stuff, and they always like to tie the villains together. I know he gets involved with Darkseid and other characters, so I can't remember all of his story right now. I'll have to look it up, which I don't have the ability to do at this moment.
Yeah, and Darkseid is like the biggest bad of baddies in the DC universe, pretty much, that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, Darkseid was created by Jack Kirby, and I noticed at the end of the credits today that they gave him credit for, which I thought was great.
Yeah, they mentioned Fourth World in the credits,
too. Because that's a whole Darkseid thing.
Yes. So overall, the basic plot of this is Steppenwolf is trying to unite these three mother boxes to conquer Earth, which apparently he had tried to do before and failed because the Amazons, the Atlanteans, and mankind united with a Green Lantern. You will see a Green Lantern.
Yes.
From like however many years in the past this is supposed to be.
Which had a kind of a Lord of the Rings feel. Did you notice
that?
Yes,
it did. It looked like they were trying to be the prologue of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting that they did that.
Yeah. Only not as good as Lord of the Rings, but you do get it. They had that feel of the last alliance of elves and men. I mean, Atlanteans and Amazons.
At least in that scene.
But it was kind of a nice throw-in because we were about to meet Arthur Curry, of course. We already are familiar with Diana Prince.
Yep.
But so Steppenwolf is coming down to invade Earth, and so Batman is stepping up. See what I did there?
Yeah, there you go.
To
I like
put
that.
Together a team, an alliance.
That's
and
right.
So he is hunting down everyone he's going to need on his team. And that's about as far as the plot I want to get into. Parts I really enjoyed.
I don't want
to. It's nice to see the Flash. I do enjoy because I like the Flash.
Yeah, I love the character, the Flash, and Barry Allen. You know,
we didn't like that he was. I mean, him being a bit of comedy relief is good.
Yeah,
but it might have been a little too much. He's a little too awkward, geeky.
Yeah,
a little too much.
I thought so. Personally, this is just a personal opinion. I thought it was a little too much, a little too often. But meaning to say that it was a little too heavy. Sometimes if you hit it too much, it's kind of like, okay, get over it already. But that's just me. I was like, come on. But again, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. And it was a little annoying, but I still enjoyed it just because I love the Flash.
And not to put down the actor. The actor did fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was enjoyable as the fact of, it's nice to see the Flash.
I guess it was
my turn to go right there. And there are some really great moments. I'm sure there's, it's no secret Superman does return in this film.
It's no
Everybody
secret.
Knows. But there's one of my favorite Flash moment is this moment where I want to be careful how much I give away, but they're not sure how Superman's going to react to coming back. But there's a moment when Flash is trying to run near Superman. Oh, and whenever Flash has been running, everybody else is like frozen, except for Wonder Woman. You can see her move a little bit because she's super fast. But there's a direct look where Superman is following the Flash with his eyes.
We'll that was well that. Done but on both actors.
That was, yeah, and the Flash's reaction of like, whoa, you know, how like, fast Superman is.
Like, oh, crud.
So they do play into the who's faster, really, Superman or the Flash.
Yeah, they did a great job in that. They really did.
I did enjoy having Cyborg. He was a little bit too moody. I'm used to the Teen Titans animated series where he's a little bit more energetic and stuff like that, and we did get a good booyah eventually at the end, but he was so low-key. It was like having Ben Stein.
Yeah,
even when he's talking about some intense stuff, he's so low-key. If we don't
but
get these things
was,
apart where the world is going
keep
to
in
end.
Mind this is the, kind of the origin story of Cyborg when he's figuring out what's going on and how he's working. This is kind of the beginning of him figuring out what he's doing,
but his character didn't develop past the Ben Steinness.
Well,
I'd like to have it to grow.
The very, very end, you kind of get that thing coming.
With a booyah.
Yeah. Plus, I love the fact, I know we mentioned this before, at least together, I don't know if we did on the show, I love the fact that his father is the guy on Terminator 2.
Yes.
Yeah, who brought the Terminators into existence. So that's right. Awesome.
There's a definite goofy Terminator parallel of, you know, I suppose Cyborg may be Cyberdyne Systems
yes.
Model 1.
That's right. That's for us geeks.
I'm sure everybody listening to this show gets it, though.
Yeah, probably do.
Let's see, who else? It was really nice
Aquaman
to see.
Aquaman was great.
Aquaman was pretty darn cool. He had a beach bum thing going on.
Yeah, he did. He was really cool. I didn't know what to think of when I first saw who was going to play him. But the at first it bothered me his hair wasn't blonde. But you know what? It was blonde enough in this film.
Yeah, he had some dark roots, but some blonde highlights.
Yeah, and the eyes were great.
Yeah.
His actor has brown eyes, but in the movie it had a bluish look. And
yeah.
I for years I've had to defend Aquaman. Because I think he's a great character, and people ask about how nerdy he is. I'm going to tell you something. They took away all the nerdiness in this film. They really did.
They made jokes about, you know, Batman was like, hey, I hear you can talk to fish. Is that true?
Yeah, and he took care of all that.
Yeah, he dealt with that issue.
Yeah, he's really a great character. He's underestimated. Uh-huh. He really is.
And that we almost got a little bit of an origin for him, because I guess he's been away from Atlantis because you know, he has abandonment issues from his mother, leaving him with his human father.
He was left at a lighthouse.
Wow.
With his father.
I didn't know all this.
Yeah, he's left at a lighthouse with his father. He can talk to fish through the water. He can control the water. He can do lots of great things. He's really a great character. Just one of the most underrated, underestimated characters in probably all comic book history, in my opinion.
Yeah. And we do see a little bit of that control of water, but not as much as I'd like to. But, you know, he's just got a hold of his trident. So we get to see him first kind of using it to control the ocean and the tide of water. And it's not perfect. But I'm like, you know, he's just now learning to do this, so it makes sense that he's going to grow and become stronger and even more powerful, and the waves will obey his every whim.
I can't wait to see an Aquaman movie, which I know they're getting put together.
Yep, I believe we're having a Flash movie, and I wouldn't mind a Cyborg movie,
too.
They're
talking about it. They're talking about it, yeah.
So, yeah, they really introduced some interesting characters. The critics are tearing this thing up, but, you know, and it's not great.
No.
But it's fun.
I say out of 4 stars, I personally give it 2.5 at least.
Yeah, I think I would give it at least a 2.5, maybe 3, because I really had a good time.
Danny Elfman, you did a great job with the music, and I love the fact, of course, it's just me, my geekiness coming out, but I love the fact that you hear a little bit of John Williams' Superman music.
Which, a little bit of his own Batman music.
Yeah, a little bit of his own Batman.
Just a little bit. He didn't come in hard with it and overpush it. He blended it right in.
No, because it's not Batman movie. It's not Superman movie. But you guys have no idea. I listen to the Superman music probably, maybe not every day, but almost every single day of my life. I mean, that's even my ringtone right now. And I listen to Batman, I'd say, at least every other week. You know, so these are very important music, themes to me.
And it's so nice to hear the Batman theme in a movie theater.
Yes,
again,
it is.
Because it's been so long.
That's right.
Not since 1992
that's
have we
exactly
got to go to the theater to hear Batman.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah, way too long.
So definitely enjoyable characters, some interesting character arcs. I think you're definitely, if you have not seen this, I think you're going to enjoy it, even as Disney and Marvel fans, because this one, they borrow a lot from Avengers. I mean, having this cosmic cube that could destroy the world, bringing an alien invasion force in with these cubes, and hinting at a bigger big bad than you're getting right now with mentioning Darkseid's name at least once.
Yeah.
And there is a couple of... There's one at the very end of the credits and the one kind of midway through the credits. There is a mid-credit scene that's just for kicks and fun.
Definitely Avengers feels about it. Yeah. Even some of the rock music that we've all enjoyed, you know, from the 60s and 70s and stuff.
Yeah.
You have that feeling about it. And so you definitely have that. We're trying to be Avengers. Like, well, if we understand, because let's be honest, I'm sure you all know this. You're probably geeks like us. But Avengers was created because of Justice League. Yep. I'm talking about in the comic books. That's why Avengers was created, to go against Justice League. And that's the truth.
Yep. Justice League was first, but they just took their own sweet time getting that movie done.
Yeah.
Although they could have done it any number of times all through these years.
Warner Brothers has had the rights to the Justice League and to all the DC characters since the 1980s. And so this is... That's me. I'm Cyborg. No, that is the reason why... That is the reason why it makes no sense, absolutely no sense at all, why they have done nothing. In fact, Joss Whedon had a script that he created and made a long time ago for Wonder Woman, and why Warner Brothers would not do anything with it, I have no idea. From a little bit I read of it once online, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Now, this is not to put down anything about the Wonder Woman movie. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great film.
It was great. But either way, they had just sat on their hands and brought us wonderful films like Batman and Robin with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But anyway, shut up. Okay.
Everything freezes.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's and in the DC Universe, they're still not quite firing in all cylinders, I think, for what they could be. But this was a pretty good effort.
Yeah.
And this is
it's a little Zach. It's a little less Zack Snyder. It's not to put down.
Josh Whedon did come in and start writing on this. Yeah, thing to try to make the characters a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
So overall, we'd say thumbs up. Go see it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Come on, my super friends. Let's go see it.
Yep.
To Disney and beyond.
Okay, so now Lost Boy Philip and I are going to sit down on Battlefront 2, which I guess it just officially came out this week.
Yes.
So there have been some people complaining that EA has made it really difficult to unlock characters. Have you been finding that a problem?
I have, and it's irritating because I paid the extra money, you know, and I should have been able to have the characters, you know.
Yeah.
But either way, it is irritating. It's irritating because I want my extra characters, but I'll be patient, and I'll unlock them one forceful character at a time.
Yeah.
The best thing is I enjoy fighting and killing, and it sounds so
maiming.
Awful. You know, it sounds so awful.
I got a Star Wars music coming.
Especially from a pastor.
Alrighty. I'm going to turn this up a little bit so the listeners can hear. I want the listeners to hear us maiming and killing each other. Oh, yeah, there we go. Can we fight on the Death Star and do like Death Star flights?
I believe so, but I haven't done any of those types of battles yet.
Because I have on the multiplayer, I could do that on the first Battlefront. I could do a Death Star battle, but I need to turn this down so they can. I make sure we can still be heard. But I have to go multiplayer, and I don't play the first one online.
I'm not sure if I can do that or not because I haven't done it. I'll have to look and see. I haven't.
Yeah, nine unopened crates though.
Yeah, I don't have it done it yet. Let's see, is it how do we do it? Is there training? Let's see.
Well, we can do a co-op thing. We can both get that.
Or versus. Let's see. Let's do versus. Let's see what that does.
All right, then.
Let's see. Battle scenarios.
So, what does it say about the scenarios? Oh, hey, there's a... Yeah, because... Well, I was going to read that out loud. It says, battle scenarios. This is stuff we can do on versus. Scenarios are specially orchestrated encounters from the eras of Star Wars. Complete them all to become a forward model combatant and earn unique rewards. And there's also custom arcade mode. Ready for a round of shooting practice, lightsaber training? How about an epic showdown against legions of elite stormtroopers? Modify the game rules, alter the AI, and change gameplay settings to play how you want. So that adds a lot more functionality to playing on your own.
It does.
You can set up your own game however you want to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
But of course, we can also do a battle scenario, which I guess is pretty custom.
Absolutely.
So we can play during the... altering the deal...
Yeah, that's fun.
Father and son. Ooh, what's that? Show us father and son. That's got to be a Vader and Luke thing.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Duel at the Great Temple, Yavin Fort. Brother, we got to do that.
Do you want to do that now?
Let's do it! Let's do it!
All right.
This should be awesome. All right, so we're headed to Yavin 4.
Absolutely.
It's got to load.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I take it you're playing and then as the Empire.
Anyway, any way you want it, brother.
Anyway at all. We go way back. We used to play Halo against each other. Yeah. Just one-on-one Halos. Philip was really good at hiding in the shadows of that sword and coming out and stabbing me in the back. Oh, we had some good old times on Halo. We haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, it's been a long time.
We used to play the original Battlefront on PS2. Played the old one. I played Battlefront 2 there.
I still like being a sniper. There's something about... We used to do Call of Duty and stuff like that. What was the other ones we did?
Well, no, I had Call of Duty for a while. I don't think I ever got to play that with you. But over at James' house, the World War II one. Yeah, we did play like some Call of Duty Black Ops one time over at James' house.
And what was the other one that we used to do where we... Oh, here we go.
There we go. So we got to choose who we are.
Let's see how we do that.
I don't know how we choose. I'm going to hit my X button for starting.
Okay.
I'm Vader, apparently. Automatically. Defeat the light side. And it's playing my music. Alright, controls so far, I'm running the same way I did in the first one. I'm looking for some rebel scum to slaughter. It looks like a lot of the powers are the same. I'm running on top of the Millennium Falcon right now. It's a lot different having the... Oh, well, I think... We're fighting! I am your... Oh, and I have eliminated you!
Oh, no!
Join me, son!
No!
Join me!
It's not true!
Look at this! There's a fighter from Rogue One in here. One of those Y-wings? No, not a Y-wing. What is this one?
It's impossible!
A U-wing, I believe it is. I don't see any regular troopers. I think it's just you and me hunting each other. Just the way it should be. I wonder if any of my force powers will work. Looks like there's some options between R1 and L1. Oh, I guess I just used one. I don't know what that was. It might have been a force choke. It's very dark here at Yavin Base. I don't know that my radar really shows you.
I see.
I think I see a red dot, though.
That's me.
Oh, there you are. Oh, force pushed. I was trying to see what my middle button would do, but I lost sight of him. I got you a second time.
Oh.
See, there should be a block button if I do this.
Yeah,
there.
There's a block. Yeah, like, see, I just
L2 is a block.
L2.
They could have gotten a better L2. Mark Hamill impersonator.
True. Did you hear the other day that he went to,
showed up on Star Tours.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Return to the... What? Apparently I left the battle area?
Yeah, you gotta turn around. Oh, yeah,
holy
there you
cow.
Go.
Are you kidding me?
Black and white does that, yeah.
I see a red dot nearby. Where's that red dot? There you are. Come with me, son. Oh, that's a heck of a force push. Oh, I think you got me that time. Oh, you got me. One for you.
And two for you. You don't see me laughing over your dead body, Father.
I wonder if there's a way to, like, change up some of your... Because there's cards, I guess, you can do. View abilities. Whoop. Okay, so Focused Rage. When I hit... Okay, that's what your middle thing is. L1 and R1. Focused Rage. Darth Vader channels the dark side of the Force. And focuses his rage. His melee strikes strain no stamina and deal bonus damage. And of course, lightsaber throw and a force choke. Okay, so that's how you do that middle thing. I was thinking I'd hit the triangle button. Okay. So you've obviously found your force push, and I think you can throw your saber as well.
Yeah, that's it. L1.
It's very annoying that they've really limited the area that we can run here on the Yavin base, because I keep running into areas where I'm leaving the combat zone, although I'm just going to a different area of the base. Now, it may have limited us because we're doing a one-on-one father versus son scenario.
They still had on other areas, but it's not quite as short. Because you do have more people to hunt down, I think.
Oh, look, we can go underground in here. I'm in a sewer. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Of course, not like you can't see it. It's right in front of you, too.
I'm not looking.
Yeah, I'm trying not to look up there. I'm just following your dot.
I always try hard not to do that when I'm especially going alone.
Ooh, your dot's right near me, but I bet you're over my head somewhere. Can I jump up there? How do we get out of this hole? Oh, like that. Nope, that didn't work. Uh-oh. I seem to be stuck in a sewer worse than a Ninja Turtle. There we go. Well, I'm out of the sewer, but now your dot has moved. You were supposed to stand still for I could come out and kill you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that how it does? Is that how life works?
That's how the Dark Force works. I thought I saw something up here. Yep, I did see something up here. Whoa, man, that force push is formidable. I like the way the characters are talking to each other. I can't understand what I'm saying, though.
Oh, that didn't take long.
Yeah, I did whatever that dark side boost or whatever power. Give in to your hatred. Only your hatred can destroy me. But you do not yet realize your importance. Together, we can end this destructive conflict. Join me and we will rule the galaxy as father and son.
If you're my father, I slit my wrist with my saber years ago, young man.
Where are you hiding? It is useless to resist. If you will not turn to the dark side, then perhaps your sister will.
Well, I'm not sure where she's at. Oh, that's right, she's upstairs.
Yeah, she should be running around Yavin Base. Somewhere.
Well, we should. I think she's running out some little crazy teddy bears.
On a completely different planet.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I know you're close. There we are. I know you were over here just a second ago. He's running!
You can't find me.
Oh, I can find you. I'm right behind you. Catch.
I got stuck in a corner somewhere.
I think I got stuck there for a second, too.
Yeah, I got stuck.
One kill remaining, and I'll have you now.
There's no way I'm getting out of this.
You can get out of this. What join me. What did you find something there?
I don't know. What is
it? We found some different menus. Every time we've died, it has brought us into a menu. Well, there you go. You can look at your powers. There's your force push.
So do you hit L1 and R1 together?
Yes, together. That's your pulse. Luke Skywalker sends a burst of force energy out from the ground, dealing damage to any enemies nearby.
Ah.
Of course, that force push has been doing well for you.
Yeah.
Knocking me way off of stuff. Rush. Luke Skywalker uses the force to enhance his speed and quickly move in any direction. So you can charge me.
Oh, I didn't know
you that. Can't throw your saber like I can, though.
I didn't even know that. I hadn't done that yet.
Which worked really effectively there. I got to play a little game of catch with my son. Catch my saber.
Not quite like your dad.
Yeah, you're not as powerful as I am. The dark side has made me stronger. You cannot hide forever, Luke. You do not yet realize your importance. Where'd he go? Woo! Wow!
Ah! You got me. You beat me. Vader wins.
Vader wins.
And now the entire trilogy is destroyed. There are no prequels. Yay! And there are no movies coming out in December.
Yep, it's all over.
It's all over.
Although there are some fears that Luke will be turning to the dark side, because even on some glasses from the Alamo Draft House, they picture Luke with the dark side characters on a glass.
Well, we shall see. The Last Jedi has been destroyed before we even got to the new film.
The Empire remains in control.
Well...
There will be no rise of Snoke, because Vader will rule the galaxy.
I have ruined it all. I am so sorry.
You have fallen before the
I
might.
I have fallen. I destroyed everything. I apologize to all of you.
I earned guest points.
That's
interesting. Now, but I'm not in as a guest. I am me. I want credit for that. I want credit for the fact that I just won.
Well, you see your name down there.
Yeah, it does have my name on there. So it should give me them points instead of guest points.
Well, that's cool, though. All
right, so how do we do like a regular type battle where we're just playing troopers? Although that was rather fun being.
I mean, do that. I apologize.
You hit the replay again? Well, I think we can get out of this.
Let's do that. I didn't mean to. I don't know. Let's see what else we got here.
Look at some of these other options here.
I simply meant to hit, like, go back to the main.
I like the shot, though, of Yavin 4. That's the one we're quite familiar with.
Yeah.
Of, you know, I can see the Death Star coming around the major planet. Let's see if we hit start button. Can we get out of that? No, that's not the one.
There you go.
Quit. Yeah. There we go. The title screen is nice here. It does have Rey, Darth Maul, and also this character from this new
story. I can't think of the character's name right now. I'm seeing it, and I'm in the middle of playing that story. And it's a shorter story, but it's a nice story. You're kind of a villain in a way. You're part of the Empire.
You're Empire.
And it's a lot of fun.
Special Forces Empire. Yeah. Inferno Squad, I believe.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because you get this little droid on your back. You send it out. You become a prisoner on purpose. And you're sitting basically in their prison, if you will. And this little droid is on your back and you set it free and it goes through the vents. And you are this little droid, you have to be a spy as this droid, and you're going through the vents, and you have to set this soldier free, and now you're the soldier. Because it comes back and that sets you free, and you have to go through, and you're going through the ships, and you're having to kill all these rebels. And I gotta admit, it's fun. You're also feeling horrible.
Because you're the bad guy.
You're a bad guy killing all these people. You're like, oh, I'm gonna kill you all. And you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm killing all these
rebel scum.
Yeah, you're killing all the rebel scum.
So, how do we, because right now it looks like all these battle scenarios are hero versus hero.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we can get this to where we can. Well, what mode are we in? Let's back up one here and let's see.
Yeah.
Because, all right, there's co-op. Solo. Team up with your friends on a split screen or versus go head-to-head in split screen versus arcade. Maybe arcade mode is what we want to look at.
Yeah, let's look at the...
Or we co-op and work together.
Let's look at... Now, multiplayer, the problem with that is that one has to be online.
Yeah.
And then let's look at the arcade. Oh, that is what we run.
Co-op? Yeah, they run us back into that
let's
sort of
that
thing.
Let's do that for a second.
See what are we looking at? Are we looking at the co-op?
Yeah.
Well, put us into a battle scenario and see if we're playing as some regular troopers.
The light side? Or
yeah, let's be the light side. You've been having to be bad for long enough.
Save our skins.
Team battle is a great temple album for. We just did that area. But I guess that's all we're allowed. Everything else is locked. And this is the arcade co-op battle scenario.
Okay. Well, let's try.
So we're on the same team.
Yeah, all right.
We are the rebels.
That's unlucky.
This is the only way I will not kill you.
I've only got to do a little bit, you know? Hey, young man.
We're a team. We've united the league.
There we go.
We have formed an alliance of elves and men. So once again, we're looking at this Yavin 4 screen, which is very, very cool. You can just imagine the Millennium Falcon flying to this forest moon of Yavin outside of the planet. Well, I guess it's the fourth moon of the planet Yavin, isn't
it?
Yeah. Because Yavin would be the big orange planet, and so the fourth is this little blue thing where it's very nice, jungle, ancient ruins, good place to hide out if you happen to be a rebellion.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm looking forward to is unlocking all this. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Because I'm wanting to get, that's why I said it did kind of irritate me. Because you buy all the extra stuff, which I did, and I didn't get to do any of it.
So yeah.
Someone said, oh, you had it extra early. I did. I didn't know I did.
Oh, looky there. You can... Oh, see, here's where you can choose. So I could choose to be Luke or Leia.
Yeah.
Leia's powerful on the first battlefront. You can heal yourself. Oh. Or are you playing as Leia? All right, I'll be Luke.
Yeah.
Now, come, sister. We must fight the Empire.
Oops.
It's fun to play as the heroes.
Yes, it is.
Apparently, you found a fight.
Now, I know how to zoom in.
Stormtroopers!
Uh-oh. I gotta go back. Somehow, I'm facing the wrong way.
I eluded TK something, rather. 70 kills remain.
Oh,
I think the main fight is out here. And I'm still running into areas of the base that you can run to, but you're not allowed. It's limiting... Oh, that is a stormtrooper there.
I like when you go to the base and you come up to the other side. Oh! I love getting into all these battles. That's a blast.
Oh, Luke has a kick. He does as well.
Oh, cool.
As the.
What's up, Luke?
What's up is you didn't see that stormtrooper was coming to shoot you.
Why, thank you.
There's another trooper over there. Oh, no, that's one of ours.
I love the music.
Oh, yes. I believe I saw a bit of a red flash on this area of the map. I think they're coming. Here they come. I believe in story this would be right after the Death Star is destroyed. The Empire sends some people as they're trying to get off the base.
So before
they manage to evacuate completely. Although this Luke is a Return of the Jedi style Luke, that's what I'm playing as. But it would kind of make sense that the Empire would show up and with a last ditch effort to try to get the rebels before they left the planet.
Yeah.
Or the moon. They're coming from this side over here.
Oh, the music's great.
Oh, yes.
John Williams, we love you. You're the greatest.
They need to send more stormtroopers in than this. There's not enough for me to kill.
I wish there was more of a warning than just suddenly you got 10 seconds and you're going to die. That's kind of annoying. Because the other day I was a stormtrooper type. See, like that. I was a stormtrooper type and I was flying around and I flew out of the area and died. Because, 10 seconds, wait a minute. I'm out of boost.
I'm out of the battle area. That's so annoying. They need to fix that. That's a problem. I don't like having a limited area. I mean, I understand it during the space combat a little bit. You know, trying to keep everybody in a certain area for the fight. But here on land, when we're just inside the base, I should not be running out of the battle zone. But maybe then when you unlock and the area gets bigger. It seems I feel very limited to being just outside of the temple.
Well, you only get 10 seconds. You're kind of like, okay,
yeah, once you're outside, they say, oh, you got 10 seconds, you better get back into the battle.
Or you're going to die. Well, like I said, I was a trooper. I had the rocket thing. Suddenly, I got out of the area by accident, and I'm out of boost. I could not rocket back, and I died.
Wow, these rebel soldiers are almost useless. They're sitting there trying to fight with these troopers, and oh, look, you finally killed one. I usually have to show up and finish them off. Let's try this out. Oh, I guess you shot them all before I could do my big super force ground smash thing.
Well, isn't that horrible?
Yes, it was. I wanted to see them all die.
It is supposed to be a Jedi Knight.
Hey, just be thankful I'm on your side.
Uh-oh.
They're inside the base! They're inside the base! They're right at the borders. And I bet you could end up chasing a stormtrooper through this border. But yeah, look at all that open space over there, and we're not allowed to go there. That is ridiculous. We barely get inside the hangar, and they're saying, nope, 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 can't go that way. So far, that would be the major complaint I would have.
Yeah, I got all that.
I feel a little limited on where I'm allowed to go on the base. I want to be able to cover a lot of ground. Now, if you really want to block me in an area, put a wall up. Don't leave it open space.
Yeah.
Is that your gun?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounded cause... like a TIE fighter gun, so I was a little worried. Like, are we getting hit by TIE fighters? Have a force push, my friends.
It does sound like a TIE fighter.
I'm going to try it. Here we go. Boom! The ground has fluctuated and you are all dead. That was awesome. Oh, hiding stormtroopers. You cannot hide from me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. I'm Luke. I never met a stormtrooper I couldn't kill.
You never met a stormtrooper that you ever liked.
Oh, I found the control room. At least this has walls that indicate where I'm not allowed to go. Oh, did we win?
There you go. Victory?
Victory.
Victory in 5 minutes, 23 seconds. Now that should have unlocked some things.
Here's the hoping.
But I guess we did have the option of playing as some troops. Woo! I scored 9,000 points
and
on this
I did
thing.
Only 3. But I like Princess Leia, but her gun is very doesn't have great a lot of power. A whole lot of power.
It did in the original. You had some power in that gun. You could headshot and...
Yeah.
But she also had the ability to drop health.
That's true.
And the nice thing is you could drop health for other troopers, but no, I'd drop health out in front of me and heal myself.
Great help, trooper.
It's your progress of a challenge. Win 10 team battle matches with 30 one enemy shot. Defeats or more. Yeah, 1 out of 10. So there are challenges. These must be the challenges you have to defeat to unlock your characters. Wow, they're a lot of effort. So, overall, I suppose before we end this review, we should do at least one battle where I play as a normal trooper. Just give that a run.
Yeah, you be a trooper.
Trooper.
I enjoy I enjoy being a sniper. But yeah. The only problem is with snipers, you have to load your... Which is true, you have to do that. You have to load a lot quicker, and you get killed a lot quicker. Your health is not as great.
I see that we've unlocked Let the Wookiee Win.
Yes.
Appears Han and Chewie are the optionals. This is on Mos Eisley and Tatooine. Awesome. But I will try to play as some sort of soldier. Although it would be really fun to be Han and Chewie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would.
See. Wiped them out. We could go over on Naboo. I kind of want to do with Tatooine. That sounded fun, but all right. We can
do
it
either
up.
One. You want to do the light side?
Yeah, man. Let the Wookiee win. Onslaught on Mos Eisley.
Okay, you be Han.
Okay, I was going to be a soldier. But I guess Han's like a soldier. He's got a gun.
He is a soldier.
Yeah.
He's a pirate is what he is. And I would be his furry friend.
Well, you're taller than me anyway, so.
That's right. But you're furrier than me here.
At the moment, yeah. No Shave November. Although I didn't cut off my sideburns before No Shave November, so I have weird sideburn things amongst half of a month. So, it's a trap. Imperial troops have caught Han and Chewbacca in an ambush at Mos Eisley. They've gotten out of tighter places than this, though. Defeat them all! No problem. Chewie and I can handle anything.
That's right.
Oh, where was I? I was seeing some sort of this funny thing on Star Wars where they said that they had Han admit that he actually doesn't understand a word Chewie says or something. It was this goofy little cartoon thing. Oh, Chewie says this, and then they have a subtitle for Chewie says, like, I said no such thing. You never understood me. Looking forward to seeing how Han meets Chewie in the Solo film.
Well, if it's like the old books, he helped him escape when he was young.
Yep.
Let's see, how'd you change character?
Push down with everything, and there you go.
Happy Life Day.
35 Imperial troops. Yeah.
Happy Life Day.
Exactly. Happy Life Day. And happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What a guy. Hi, pal. Oh, I just got shot. Who shot me? I'm being shot at.
What am I seeing run by? Oh, that's you. So, that's you.
Scout troopers. I can't really see my aiming cursor so good. I wonder if there's something in options. 2 minutes remain. We got to finish them off in 2 minutes?
Whoa!
When I do the zoom in to aim, my dot becomes an X, but I can't see my crosshair very well. Ooh, they're coming at me from behind here. Shooting me downwind. Where am I? I feel like we have more areas to wander here in Mos Eisley than we did. You're just on a killing binge up there, aren't you?
I'm just slaying them with my arms more than anything else.
I can leave and toss thermal detonators or leave a charge. Oh, apparently I left the area again. Well, I've got it. There's a little red dot on the map. I was trying to wander my way too. I've been running all over this place just to shoot one stormtrooper. Let's see if I can leave a charge or something. Oh, 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 man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't even fire back. Oh, my gosh.
You're getting it.
Oh, it was like a heavy trooper from the game. He's got a fully two of them. Fully automatic blasters.
I can't
see. Like rapid fire. Severe. Wow. And I'm pinned down. Chewie, I'm in trouble. I got a charge. Boom! Charge tackle! That was awesome. There we go. I'm getting out of here. Wow, I got my butt handed to me. Oh, I think I'm being followed. Yeah, I am. It's hard to see where you're aiming in this. It might be because of the split screen effect. I'm not hearing a lot of the sound effects of my own, authentic, Han Solo's blaster has a very distinct noise and sound. I'm not really hearing that. Might be one of those split screen things. Did they get you?
Well, I had like four of them that kept coming and hit me. And after a while, you can only do so much. Yeah.
I'll leave a charge in case those guys come. I wonder if it'll let charge will go off automatically.
Yeah, they got me. But, yeah, there's not so much you can do. You're surrounded, and they kept surrounding me. But I'm going back after him. Whoa!
Oh, you're back. Good. I thought you were out for good. I was like, oh, no, I'm on my own. Can't see where my shots are going hardly.
I must admit with Chewie, though, I'm having to use a lot of my arm force here.
They got shields up.
Yeah, that's what I was having problems with.
I'm going to throw a charge out there. Yeah! That did the job. Well, that's you, Chewie. Good to meet you again. I think we better stick together. I'm going to shoot this guy in the back who's got a shield. Oh, there's my melee attack. Get him, Chewie. Tear his arms up. Oh, my gun's overheated. Have an Indiana Jones punch. 10 seconds. One kill remaining. We just got to kill one more in 4 seconds.
Where is he? Oh, there he is.
I got one.
Good.
We win.
That was barely.
Barely.
Man, I was getting beaten up something terrible. I died once. No,
they have some very tough stormtroopers. The rapid fire is a lot more precise.
I found those guys wearing gray, whatever you want to call those.
They're normally on the AT-AT or AT-AT.
Yes. Those fellas are a lot tougher. First of all, I think they shaded in there. They're good camouflage, if you will.
Yeah.
But, man, those guys are tough.
Yeah, so overall, though, this is pretty fun. And I found this a lot more fun in Tatooine than it was having that open space that we're not allowed to step into. Although I did run across that a little bit, and I did find an open space that it didn't let me step into. That, to me, is a design flaw. You should not have open spaces that you're not allowed to go into. If you want to keep a player out of it, put a wall up.
Yeah, it's a temptation.
Especially if you're dealing with a city, it's so easy to just have a wall.
Where there's a wall of some sort where you can't just go in.
Right.
And,
so you can't wander into out of the battle area.
Yeah, have it like a visible wall for nothing else.
So I did find that. I did come across it here in Mos Eisley, and especially when you're building a city area, it would have been very easy to just simply have a building there.
Just say no.
Just have a building. Yeah. So overall, but that's our thoughts on Battlefront 2 at this
good
point.
Good graphics.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things, I think, that they've done on it, and I'm sure it's going to get better as I unlock things. The characters look great. The move is great. This is something I've been waiting for a very long time, and I'm still very excited about it. However, I'm looking forward to see where they're going to go as the years go by.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do. I see some great promise. I just hope that they have the promise to continue to get better while they're bringing them out.
Yeah,
and not bring it out and saying, oh, we'll get better, that's all.
Yeah. Unlike, kind of like those WWE games you keep playing.
I love those, too.
They keep promising they're going to get better, and they do occasionally.
And they do. Like this
small
year,
steps.
This year is pretty doggone good, I will say. Yeah. Not that that's what we're talking about now, but...
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless.
Yeah! Hello, everybody. This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.